Today, we will read Luke chapter 1, verses 21 through 38. Before we begin, let's pray. Lord God, I pray that today as we read your word, Lord, speak to our hearts. Help us understand more about who you are. Help us see you more clearly. Lord, I pray that you would prepare our hearts for you. Lord, we long to know you. We want you to live in our lives. So, Lord, I pray that you would open up our hearts and help us understand today. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Luke chapter 1, verses 21 through 38. Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah and wondering why he stayed so long in the temple. When he came out, he could not speak to them. They realized he had seen a vision in the temple, for he kept making signs to them, but remained unable to speak. When his time of service was completed, he returned home. After this, his wife Elizabeth became pregnant, and for 5 months remained in seclusion. "The Lord has done this for me," she said. "In these days, he has shown favor and taken away my disgrace among the people." In the 6th month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she, who was said to be unable to conceive, is in her 6th month. For no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her. In today's reading, we see a continuation of the story of Zechariah. Yesterday, we learned that he was a priest, and while he was serving God in the temple, God sent an angel to him and told him that he would have a son who would be very special and would be used by God to prepare the way for the Messiah, to prepare for the Promised One. And at first, Zechariah doubted because he was old. And because of that, God took away his ability to speak. And so, until his son was born, he would not be able to say a word. So today, he has finished, and he goes out, and the people have been waiting for him, wondering why he was inside so long. And he cannot tell them. But they are able to figure out that he has seen a vision, and that something special has happened. He goes home, and just as the angel promised, his wife becomes pregnant. And so God is fulfilling his word. He promises that something will happen, and it does happen. Well, 5 months into the pregnancy, God appears to someone else, who is actually a relative of Elizabeth's. He appears to Mary. Now Mary would be the mother of Jesus. And so the angel comes and tells Mary that she will have a child, and that the child will be great. He says that Mary has found favor with God, that God looked at her and chose her to be the mother of the Messiah. He tells her, you will give birth to a son. You are to give him the name Jesus, that he will be great. He will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end. And so the angel is promising that Jesus is going to be the Messiah, the promised one, the one who would come and reign forever, never ending. Now, many of the Jews didn't understand what this really meant. They thought, oh, he will come, he will be a political leader. But the throne of Jesus is so much more than that. The throne of Jesus is an eternal, never-ending spiritual throne. That right now, the governments that we see on this earth are temporary. There is a spiritual world underneath that we don't see. And Jesus is on that throne. And someday, after we die, our spirits will leave this body and go into the next world, into our eternal life. And there, Jesus is already on the throne, reigning forever. One day, he will come back to this earth and establish his kingdom on this earth. He will finally defeat Satan and establish his eternal kingdom here on this earth. He will create a new heaven and a new earth. And so the angel tells Mary that her son will be the Son of God. And she says, how can this be? I'm a virgin. I've never been with a man. And the angel says that the Holy Spirit will come on her, and the power of the Most High will overshadow her. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. And so Mary becomes pregnant without being with a man. Totally unique. No one ever has been like this. But God himself came and put Jesus inside of her. The Holy Spirit did. And so this was a very special birth, that Jesus is actually God himself coming to live as a man, coming to live among us. It's such an incredible thing. There's another part of today's reading that I really like as well, and that is verse 37. That the angel says, not only will you become pregnant, your cousin Elizabeth already is pregnant. The one that people said would never have children because she was too old. She is pregnant. And that goes to prove that God can do anything. And then verse 37, for no word from God will ever fail. In other translations, it says nothing is impossible with God. We can know that when God says he will do something, he will do it. There is nothing that is too difficult for God. There is nothing that is impossible for him. He is able to do anything that he promises he will do. So we can trust him. Finally, Mary responds, She says, I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said. Mary submits and surrenders, giving herself to God to do what he has asked her to do. Now, at first, this seems like a very simple thing. But as I think about it, I remember that right now, she is not married. And if people find out that she has become pregnant, they will assume that she has done things that were not right, and she has been with a man who she is not married to. And so they will assume that she has done something wrong. But she surrenders, and she says, I will do what God tells me to do. She knows that she is being faithful to God, that she has not sinned, and even if her reputation is called into question, she is still willing to follow God, to obey, because she knows that she is doing what is right. Now, as I think about what is the application, what does God want us to learn and do from what we read today? And I think about that last part, about Mary's response, that I want that to be my response, that I am the Lord's servant. I will do what he tells me to do. I will do what he asks me to do. Even if it means that others look at me in a weird way and think that I am strange, even if it means that others think that I am doing something wrong, I know that if I am obeying God, that I am doing what is right, no matter what other people think. So I want my response to be the same as Mary's. I am the Lord's servant. Let whatever he says be done. May his will be done. But I also am encouraged by the angel's words that no word from God will go undone, that nothing is impossible with God. And thinking about the impossible being done, an old woman who couldn't have any children becomes pregnant. A virgin who's never been with a man becomes pregnant. This is God. And if God can do those things, God can do great things in my life as well. And so, I'm not afraid to follow and obey, because I can trust God to do what he promised to do. I can trust God to take care of me. I can trust God to fulfill his promises. And that's exciting. So, I pray that today you will obey and follow God, and that you will trust him to do what he has said he will do. Lord, I pray that today you would help us just to trust you, to follow you, and to obey. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.